with him. Then he'll open the two gates. He closes the calves off that we got here out of the cow pen. Then he'd go over that bucket of feed, and that cow's going to come. He brings across the highway by himself. He'll watch the traffic. He'll hold her at the gate. And when he starts through with that tub, we carry one of these little round foot tubs, we call, you know. He got feed in there. We get this horse and mule feed because we wean our heifers when they're about 9, 10 months old in the fall. Then we put them in the pen and train them to eat. And boy, man, look, anytime they see you coming out with a bucket or a pan or something, they're behind you. Right there.
When you wean a calf, the noise he starts to make, you say?
Yeah. Well, we got some of them. You mean when they...
The noise they start to make, they start to...
To breed?
No, when you wean them. When you wean them from their mother.
Yeah, well, we got to keep them shut up. We turn the cows out, but we keep them shut up about 5 or 6 days in the pen.
Mm-hmm. And they'll make a noise all the time?
Yeah, man. They'll bleat for their mothers, and the mothers comes in, and they're low and cut up for their babies. But we keep them separate until finally then we got a special-made pasture to put them in here.
Yeah. How did you call your cattle when you're out feeding them, when you want them to come up?
We just holler at them. I don't holler, I whistle at them. Then I get out there and I go to whistling or popping my cow whip.
Mm-hmm.
They'll all raise their head, and when they see me, here they come. More so in the winter time.
Yeah.
Because we feed all through the winter.
Now you got a difference. Is there any difference in the land as you get closer to the sea? In other words.
Yes, there is a difference.
Okay.
Your land is more solid when you get closer to the ridge. Then outside, what I mean, when you get way out, there's about that deep there that it would bust through, you know, but this don't. You'll gradually cut through slow. It's more of a mud than anything else. But you get better grazing, better grass away from the ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Because the weeds is more liable to take your pasture next to the ridge than it does out. Once you destroy them outside, they easy kept down. And we got to go through. I have a sprayer that's to put on my power take off on the back of my tractor. And we set a drum in that carrier, and we slip this. It's got a hub that goes on to the shaft of your tractor motor, and whenever you throw your clutch in, man, that thing turns. It's put on in cogs inside, and we got a pipe in one barrel, 55-gallon barrel, full of weed poisoning with water, well stirred up. And then we got a long hose with a nozzle on the end of that hose.
Mm-hmm.
That's got a handle on it, long outfit. And you turn it like, throw the amount of water you want to spray. And one gets on the tractor and drive it, and the other gets there with that thing, and he sprays, man, it'll spray, oh heck, for near as far as from here to that little pump house over there. Now we spray our cattle for flies and stuff. We get them all in the pen and place the tractor, and we put the pen full, and we spray the whole thing without hardly ever walking around.